All right. Good afternoon. Welcome aboard. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Wednesday, halfway through the week, but it feels like the third straight Monday for me. Timmy B is in the studio today. He's going to hang out with us. I don't know how much you'll hear him early on because I have more important people to talk to there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
but we'll get to Timmy back from the national championships in Danville, Illinois. Yeah, they got more than hockey with a Rudolph guy in Danville. They
not
got the national championships.
Not much more. It's not a very big town.
But it's a Wednesday, and the Prowlers are finally back. It's actually been a while since we've had the any of the guys from the Prowlers, but this is, we're going to make up for it because Edgar Zozulins is here.
Hello, hello.
Yes, he's still on the team.
I am.
Currently serving a 20-game suspension.
That's right.
We'll get to that in just a minute. It's almost over, too. And Cody Karpinski is here, which is cool because I hadn't met Cody yet. And probably we traded for you like probably more than a month ago.
Yeah, a little bit longer. I think it's like been almost closer to two now, actually.
All right. So were they nice to you when you walked into the lot? Because to put it again, in case you don't know, he was on the other guy's team last year in the finals. And so, you know, a year ago, I didn't like you very much.
It was all the guys. I mean, aside from the like very first opening, hey, thanks for stealing our ring kind of jabber. No, all the guys open welcome me with open arms, especially this big dumb idiot next to me. So
he's all mean, 20 game suspension, 1,000 minutes in penalties, and then he comes in and he's just happy go lucky.
Yeah, you look at him and he's a teddy bear.
Yeah. Even like he's got the big bright fluorescent yellow shirt on today.
Well, it's sunny outside. Why not?
They don't have much sun where you come from?
Oh, actually, we do have enough sun.
I was
going
to say, doesn't it stay like daylight all day long sometimes?
It's pretty much the same as here, so.
All right. That's all right. And you got to sit out this weekend?
Yes, this is my last weekend that I'm sitting out, and I am coming back next weekend.
For how long?
Oh. We're taking it one game at a time.
Yeah.
One shift at a time.
No, I should be good till end of the year and then good for playoffs as
all right.
Well.
Well, let's hope so. So, how would you rather do it? Would you like to catch Watertown, finish third and play Elmira? Or are you happy where you're at and we'll just play Carolina and knock them out right off the top?
For me, I think I'm happy that we are here in the fourth place because I think no matter what, we will face Carolina either in semifinals or in finals. And the reason why I would rather play Carolina first is that only we need two wins than
short
three.
Series, yeah.
So
I agree with that too, especially in that series, you get the first game at home.
Yep.
And if you take care of business, and it puts a little more pressure on them when they go back home to their place.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like one major upside if we do end up playing them first. But I mean, at this point, just as long as we get in, I think for me, it's just, you know, you kind of got to take it as just another game, no matter who you're playing. And I mean, I just want to smash everyone, so I really don't care.
What you want is to face Watertown, isn't it?
I don't care who's at the other end of the ice.
Like, would that be an advantage or a disadvantage? Like, because you practice against those guys, so do you know them or do they know you?
I mean, probably a little bit of both. You know, I some of my really, really good friends have, you know, are on that team, and you kind of know a couple of tendencies, but I mean, with transactions and everything, you know, half the team's gone from when I was there, so it's I wouldn't say it's an advantage or disadvantage either way, really. I think it's just, you know, one time the guy you fall on is the guy you end up knowing, and then the other time it isn't. So who really cares, right? Like, but
now you played all three this past weekend. Congratulations, couple of wins.
Thank you.
That was huge. You get tired there by that third one, especially with the bus travel and all that. You're like, man, I wish Simon were here to play this one.
No, it's definitely draining. The 3-3 is never easy, no matter where it is or who you play. But then the travel, when that gets factored in, it's just, it's so much harder. I mean, honestly, like, I probably could have used an IV, but, you know, tough times, I guess. But
yeah. I've actually seen that.
Yeah, no,
we had to stop the bus at a hospital one night to get the goalie hooked up because he was so dehydrated. Played in Muskegon, and they probably had about 60 shots that night. Yeah.
Know that business.
Yeah, and you know, because sometimes the D doesn't feel like blocking any shots.
Especially if you have a 3-game weekend. Yeah, that third game.
Yeah, it's kind of a free for all. You kind of just kind of try to hold it together as best you can. You know, can't feel your legs or feet, for instance.
It's good for the save percentage, though.
Depends how many you let in, right?
We'll skip that part.
We'll just skip that part. So because you took yourself out for 20 games there, Ozo, you'll only have, what, two left?
Three games left.
To score a goal here.
Oh, yeah.
We were actually talking about that today.
We were talking about that today in the locker room, and yeah, I'll be doing everything what I can to score.
You got to get you first off.
Otherwise, this is going to be my first year.
On the power play, make sure you get a spot in front of the net.
I did that a couple times last year,
and I think you scored net. Against somebody.
Yep, against North Shore.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
But yeah, if I'm not going to score, then this is going to be my first year without a goal in 20-something years.
Again, had you been a good boy, and you still haven't told me what you did.
You want to hear now or later?
No. Yeah, well, you can tell. It happened in a hockey game, people. So if they're small people, plug
that yours. Happened about, what, 7 weeks ago. And it was actually Cody's first game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a little struggle at the beginning of the year with goalies. And then Simons left us, and we were not sure if he's coming back or not. So we were in need for a goalie, and it just happened that we got the last year's best goalie, right? Because, you know, he was a champion, so in our minds, he was the best pick. And it's his first game, and after a whistle, there was a little...
Absolute. He was a knucklehead.
Simply. Little, like, tap to him, and it just happened that I was on the ice, and, you know, I had to make sure that no one's going to touch this goalie. Yeah. So, but to be honest, I did cross-check the guy in his face. I did maybe connect his face only once. And, you know, I disagree with 20 games. I don't see more than 2-3 games since it was, you know, head contact.
Well, number one, you play for Port Huron.
That is true. You know what happened last year too, right?
Yeah. I you know, I see that that Junior got 5 games for something.
Literally almost the exact same situation by like the same team.
Yeah, and anybody else does it, it's 1 or 2 games.
Yeah,
but they'll say, well, he has a history. Of course he has a history. He's been playing for 40 years.
More now. 4 years was 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just biased, and maybe when I read the transactions, I'm reading them wrong, because it always seems like we get a couple extra more than what everybody else gets.
Definitely. But it seems like there's more suspensions now since that accident in...
Elmira.
Yeah.
And see, I don't think that was an accident. I think Robbie knew exactly what he was doing, and it was a big publicity stunt.
Hey, we talked about it today. Somebody asked what we were doing, and we were like, oh, we all work together, whatever. And they're like, oh, what do you guys do for work? And I said, we're in the entertainment business. technically, you're not wrong, right?
Like, yeah, well, I mean, I've been watching Robbie Nichols for a long time because he was in Flint, and we had big rivalries with Flint, the Port Huron teams, and there was one night here in Port Huron where, you know, we've got that guy that gets up behind the bench and he's always shouting down to the bench. And so it was a guy, it wasn't that guy, but it was a guy like that. he was shouting something down on the Flint bench. And you know how you can just walk off the bench, go right into the concourse, come up the steps? Mm. Well, that's what Robbie did, right in the middle of the game. Game's going on, guys chirping him. He out, come right up onto the thing. And the guy went back to his seat, and Robbie's like, I'm here. How come you're not saying anything now? Mm-hmm. Not that he would have done anything, but he's a showman.
Yeah.
He's a showman, and that's what he does. Yeah. He didn't like a call one night. So, and it was in Flint, so all he had to do was go off the bench, and their locker room was like right there. But no, he wanted to put on the show, so he got off the bench and walked all the way across the ice by the penalty boxes, went out that way and went around underneath, just so that the fans could cheer and whoop it up that, oh, there's Robbie showing up the ref. He wasn't even thrown out of the game. He just did it. And they didn't throw him out of the game.
it was weird because we all had to read, you know, what had happened, and then the 8 million different fisherman stories, you know, by the time it gets to us, it's, you know, he pulled a knife on him, you know, something crazy happened that wasn't even close to really what actually went down, and it was a mess.
There was a video, and I mean, all I saw was a bunch of people in one spot. And I don't know, maybe somebody pushed somebody. It was hard to tell. You couldn't really tell what had happened.
Yeah, it was just like a scuffle, if that. It wasn't a fist fight. It wasn't any of that nonsense.
Nobody was throwing out grenades or.
Yeah, right. Like got blown way out of proportion.
So, and then it went to everybody. My phone blew up with, are they going to play games this week? I'm like, why are you texting me? I don't run the league. Yeah. Wouldn't have these issues if I ran the league.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Like I said, like, it's weird that it took that happening for us to get four refs. And, I mean, you know, some people might see it as a good or bad thing. But, I mean, it was just such a mess between, oh, we're quitting, the refs are quitting, like, we're not having refs, to all of a sudden we have more than enough refs. And then it's crazy.
But one thing never changes. And that's the inconsistency. So, and speaking of, because you were both there, because we were playing Watertown when it happened last year, the shootout thing, where you weren't there?
I had actually, that was, I think it was like 2 weeks or something before I got there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was fun. So, we thought the game was over and left the ice, and guys were like eating pizza and taking showers and stuff, and they come up and say, no, the shootout's not over. They did it wrong.
Yeah.
It was wait a minute. The ref said it was over. We won. Yeah. Well, you better get out there or you're going to lose. Went out there and won it again.
Guys really just put their skates on and grab a stick and went out and did a shootout.
Where does that happen?
only here.
Yeah. Well, when you hear about things like that, it's like you wouldn't believe them unless you saw them, but then they actually do happen, and it's wild.
And the shame of it is because if you got all that stuff out, this is a really fun league. Like, I really like going to the games and watching the games. No offense, but there's a little more scoring in this league than you see in other hockey leagues.
None taken.
And there's a little bit more fighting. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but a scrap a game when it means something. You know, might change the momentum a little bit, or there was a dirty hit and you got to police the situation. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. And this league has all the stuff. Like, I'm old. You know, I watched hockey in the 80s, Gretzky and all of that, 8-6 with Semenko punching somebody in the mouth. I'm from Detroit. Bob Probert, Joe Koser. That's what I grew up on. Steve Yzerman get 3 goals. Bob Probert have 3 fights. So that's what the league kind of reminds me of. And
yeah, it's weird because you have, you know, guys who are fighting for their jobs and quite literally, you know, doing whatever it takes to make the lineup and then stay in the lineup. So it's, you have guys even who normally wouldn't fight. I mean, our one guy, I don't think he fought before this year, and I think he's...
Same with me, I think.
I mean, yeah, look at Ozo.
Ask me how many fights I got before I came into this league.
And I'm surprised with that, because usually that's what they make the big kids do, no matter what.
Oh, I was still smart.
All right, well, we got to take a quick break. Can you guys hang out a little longer?
Yep,
absolutely.
We'll keep Cody and Edgar's entertained here for a few more minutes, and we'll be right back. Dennis Stucky Show. I'm going till 7 o'clock tonight. And yeah, Timmy B is still here, as I'm one of my typical rants there during the break. We're better now. Edgar Zozulins and Cody Karpinski are here from the Prowlers, enjoying a Wednesday. There's only 5 games left in the regular season, folks. There's only 3 games left at home in the regular season, and they're all this weekend. And it's Carolina's coming in Friday and Saturday, and they're the stinky first-place team that broke all our records last year that I thought would never be broken.
Not all of them.
A lot of them. And then Watertown comes in on Sunday, and that's an important game as well. Again, depending on where you want us to finish in the standings. All I care about is we get into the playoffs. That's all that matters to me, and then let everything else sort itself out.
True.
You got to beat two other teams anyways.
Yep.
So what order you face them in, I kind of lean towards you. It's easier to beat in that short series than to have to play them in a long series. So I'm fine with finishing fourth. Not that I'm saying I need you guys to lay down.
No.
Five games left. I'd like to be playing well when we hit the postseason there.
it's a whole different season once it gets there. Like with the travel and everything. I mean, like last year, I recall it was our first games were in Carolina. And I mean, that was like a 12 or whatever, 14-hour road trip. So by the time you got back to your home rink, I think we had like less than an hour before we needed to be back playing that game. And so it's such a quick turnaround. And I mean, it's just, you just got to have your stuff together and just go from there. And
like, didn't you guys like play a couple overtime games too?
Actually, both the games in against Carolina went to overtime. I think the first one was just a single overtime, and then I think the next one was a double overtime.
So like in 2 games, you guys had really played like 3 games.
Yeah, it was
with travel.
Yeah, with a 14-hour road trip in between. Yeah, no, it was very exhausting, but then, you know, it's all worth it. Like, you get the next couple of days off, or, you know, whatever, even if it's just one, it's, you know, you kind of get yourself back to as close to normal as possible and then go from there. But yeah, it's the turnaround. And I mean, even the 3-3s, like, you know, you play at 7 or whatever, 7:30 on Friday, Saturday, and then the 3 o'clock on Sunday, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know.
Yeah, like, again, I ask myself, isn't somebody thinking about this? Like, isn't somebody looking at this and going, okay, they're in Winston-Salem playing at 7:35 on Saturday night. Then they're going to get on a bus and they're going to go all the way back to Port Huron or Watertown or wherever it is, Berlin.
Well,
and play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But okay, seems
play
like
the afternoon game Saturday, play the night game Sunday.
Yeah, but it seems like this year the schedule is a little bit better because we have a lot of those weekends when we play the same team. So that saves the travel. I remember my rookie year 6 years ago when there was only 4 teams in the league, and in about 48 hours we got to play the whole entire league, and we were on the road. Yeah. And that was not fun.
I don't like the ones where it's Friday in one place. You play the same team, but it's Friday in one place, Saturday in another place, and Sunday back to where you started.
Yeah.
Those ones are crazy to me. And then the one that got me was right around Christmas into the new year.
Oh, when we had
5 and 6 days, yep, with travel.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
who looks at that and says, "Oh yeah, this is a good idea."
That's where a couple guys got actually hurt too.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, it's anytime you get a bunch of games in the short span like that, especially when travel gets in the mix. Like, it's hard enough to do everything, you know, if in a perfect world, if you could at your home rink. But as soon as travel gets involved, I mean, you're on the bus or, you know, whatever. I mean, hell, sometimes it was vans, you know, because
I've been there too.
Yeah, because the bus breaks down and, you know, you just have to get there. And I mean, you just have to get through it. And yeah, it makes everything that much more difficult, as if playing the games weren't, you know, taxing enough.
Yeah, everybody thinks, oh, it's so glamorous in the minor leagues. It's back in the day when I used to travel with the teams to do the radio, And they'd be, oh, you get to go on the bus with them? I'm like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, we have a couple guys that wear like masks. Just you're in such close proximity with everyone. Like the sicknesses just get spread instantly. You know,
that's why I stay at home.
No, I don't during blame my you. Suspension. You're a smart plus. You can't stretch out. You can't ever be comfortable on a bus. What are you, 7 feet tall?
Almost. No, I'm 6'5".
6'5".
It is tough for me to sit on that bus. So. Definitely. Everything hurts.
You never have to share a seat, do you? Because there's not enough room.
No.
They should keep the seat across from you open, too.
I wouldn't even do that for Cody.
Well, you got to let the goalie stretch out, too. Well, or they should.
I mean...
They should.
I think, for me, when I'm on the bus, I think I just try to get, you know, try and keep a normal sleep schedule as much as possible and have my hips not get messed up.
See, there's always that one guy, though, that no matter how late at night it is, no matter how many games you guys have played in a row, no matter how tired everybody is, there's always that one meathead that has to stay up all night long and watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, shut the TVs off and let us sleep. No, there's always, I'm watching that. What are you turning it off for? Okay, it's Die Hard. You've seen it 7,000 times. You know what happens. He wins at the end, okay? Bad guys lose, he wins.
Yeah.
Shut off the movie and let's get some sleep.
Yeah, later, Hans.
Or am I just too cranky? Anyways, I know Tim's over there laughing because he just puts earbuds in and drifts away into his own little world. I guess you could do that, but I'm old, so I don't know what those are. I don't know how to listen to music on my phone. I don't know what apps are. I'm 50. They didn't have that stuff when I was a kid. They didn't. You guys looking at me like I'm speaking Greek.
Yeah, had to walk uphill both ways, right? Go to school.
I did.
In the snow.
We fought bears off with the spiral notebooks.
Yeah.
And these kids today, you hit them with your tablet and it's done.
Yeah. Can't even do that now. You get sued.
Yeah. Anyways. So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 games at McMorrin. And then the next time you'll see the Prowlers at home will be for a very important first-round playoff game.
That is correct.
Yep.
Good stuff. You in this weekend too?
I think so. I'm under the assumption that is the case, you know. Honestly, who knows at this point? But yeah, I'm treating it like I'm gonna play every game this weekend. So yeah, just trying to be prepared for it.
All right, and I don't have to ask you because I know you're not.
But
he's still on his vacation.
Yeah,
he's on spring break right now.
Hopefully, I'll be back for that playoff game. So
yeah. Well, you'll be back. Maybe we should just sit you out the last weekend, just so you do get in the playoff game this year.
No, I actually do want to play.
Yeah,
probably a good thing to get a couple under your belt.
It's been 2 months. So,
yeah, he's getting all itchy.
Make sure he remembers how to swing his stick the right way.
Yeah, he's getting all cranky at the house for it. He's like, need to play.
I'm just too bored because Cody can't catch a puck anymore when I shoot. So.
Yeah. If he doesn't know where it's going, neither do I. So, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah, those are the worst guys to face.
Yeah.
The ones that don't know where they're going.
Yeah. You ever try catching a knuckle puck? It's not easy.
I always go on empty spots, Cody.
Sleep at night, man. Sleep at night.
All right. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Oh, thank you.
It was a lot of fun. All right, got to take a break, and we've got plenty more. Going until 7 o'clock today on the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.